This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Welcome, everybody, to another weekly edition of the Quick Hits. For those new to the show, this is our weekly up-to-date points and miles and travel news. For those listening to this the day that it airs, it is July 4th in the United States. I know the vast majority of our listeners are in the United States, so I'm going to keep this one brief and start out with one of the probably largest announcements that have come out over the last week is JetBlue's 25 for 25 promo. So they have a pretty ambitious new promotion, which is flying to 25 unique JetBlue operated destinations between June 25th and December 31st, and you're going to earn Mosaic status for the next 25 years, plus up to 350,000 bonus True Blue points along the way. And this is in culmination of their 25-year anniversary. So just to kind of break this down a little bit, you don't have to just go for 25 destinations. If you do 15 destinations, you'll get 150,000 bonus points. 20 destination, you'll get 200,000 more bonus points. So that puts you at the 350,000 points in total. And then if you extend it just five more destinations to 25, you're going to get Mosaic 1 Elite status for 25 years. Now, what's great about this is award flights count, which JetBlue is a transfer partner of Chase, American, Capital One, and Citi. Chase and Citi are both 1-to-1. Our American Express is 2.5-to-2, and Capital One is 5-to-3. So not really ideal unless you're using Chase or Citi points specifically. However, you also can use JetBlue vacations and cash or a combination of cash plus point bookings as well. One thing to note is that Blue Basic fares and their partner operated flights, even if it's booked through JetBlue, don't count. And when it comes to destinations, it's actually airports, not cities, that define the word destination. So technically, you could do JFK, LaGuardia, and Newark, even though that's all basically New York. Those would all be counted as three separate destinations. And existing bookings within this time frame are also eligible. So you don't have to wait until now to book. If you had a booking that runs through this period of June 25th to December 31st, it would already count. And the status also grants perks on United as long as that partnership lasts. So it's a pretty generous, customer-friendly, doable promotion. Mosaic perks themselves include bonus points, early boarding, free same-day switches, and there's also a perks you pick bonus. And as long as the perks you pick bonus of 15,000 points continue annually, that would essentially add up to be another 375,000 points over 25 years, getting that 15,000 points each year. So I think it's a really interesting promotion. Now, this is great for U.S. domestic travels. One thing to note, though, is the way that it works is destination that you take off from does not count. It's only the destination that you land into. And because their hubs are basically New York and Boston for the most part, that's going to make it pretty hard because you're always going to have to fly back to one of their hubs to fly back out to another destination. So it could be something that if you have JetBlue at your airport, could be amazing if that's something that you plan to fly a lot or you already fly a lot and you have the ability to do some sort of mileage type run. It's definitely a very interesting promotion to consider if you're the type that likes these type of challenges. So on the heels of the JetBlue promotion, Turkish Airlines is launching their Six Continents Challenge. And that is essentially where if you fly to six continents in 4 months, you'll earn 1 million miles and smiles miles. Now, essentially, six different continents has to be completed by October 27th of this year. You'll receive the 1 million Turkish miles. And these are cash tickets only. So award tickets and code share tickets aren't going to work. So the majority of people that do this are probably going to do it in economy because business class flights one way could very easily be $4,000, $5,000 plus. And also to note, only arrival destinations count. Your origin destination and passing through Turkey do not count. That's important to note because you have to either pass through or your trip has to start in Turkey, Istanbul, essentially. So if you wanted to fly to Tokyo, as an example, and you went New York to Istanbul to Tokyo, then that would only give you Tokyo or the Asia continent, as an example. In a quick scan of the rules and some of the comments around it, it looks like getting to Europe, Asia, Africa, even, of course, North America should be pretty easy, but South America and Australia are going to be substantially harder because of the fact that it has to be Turkish Airways routes, and they just started flying to Australia alone. And there's not a ton of availability for flights to South America and Australia, even when you pay with cash. So the travel window for this has already started. It was June 27th, going through October 27th. And if you do this, your miles will post sometime by November 15th. Another thing to note is that your miles actually are going to expire at the end of 2027. So if you do all this and you get the million miles, you got really only 2 years to use them all. So that's one factor to consider. And the miles that you earn, these million miles, aren't considered status miles. Now, granted, if you fly that much, you might actually earn status in general, but that's something to note. So just some quick thoughts with this. Yes, you technically only need essentially 6 flights, but it's trickier than it seems due to the actual routing that you needed to do and Turkish Airlines limited global reach. I do think JetBlue's promo actually should be easier to accomplish for a lot of people. And Turkish Airlines has had some pretty heavy devaluations recently. There are a few sweet spots out there, but I don't know if the miles are as valuable as perhaps for some other airlines. But it could be fun and lucrative for the right person, but you would really have to evaluate if, like anything, if the logistics, the limited time, the cost are going to make it right for you. If you remember back in episode 38 with Julian Keel, he's the founder of Points Path. That was the no-brainer, super easy to use browser extension originally with Google Chrome that basically integrates with Google Flights. So when you go into Google Flights and you look for flights in general on pretty much all US airlines, the major ones, as well as some international airlines, it would immediately populate the points cost. Even if you were just looking for cash fares on Google Flights, it would give you the points cost for those flights. Now, what's really awesome is that this browser extension now works with Safari. So for those that use Safari primarily for their searches, you can now get PointsPath to use and have that integrate with Google Flights. I think this is one of the easiest things for anyone, whether a beginner or expert in points and miles, to have. It's free. There is a paid for version with a few more perks, but it is completely free to use, integrates right with your browser. You're probably in the percentage of people that use Google Flights as their primary flight searching tool. And it might as well just integrate it in, because sometimes you'll see that a flight that you were planning on paying cash for might only be 6,500 Alaska Airlines miles, and you just transferred some with this recent loophole that's happened, or maybe it's 9,000 American miles, then you have the points for that. It might rethink, do you actually pay cash for this flight or not? Unfortunately, Virgin Atlantic business class has kind of doubled the cash cost of its business class award flights to the UK, which gives it a significant devaluation. So the surcharges from US to London or Manchester are now a flat $586 one way. So that's up from $250. And return flights from the UK still cost $650 in surcharges. So that's kind of wild, because you can still find business class award flights that are only 29,000 miles, at least for now, as an example, from Boston to Heathrow, but you're still going to end up paying almost $600 in surcharges to do that. So how great of a deal it is goes down, because you're having to shell out a lot more out-of-pocket cost, even though the points are pretty low. Now, this still could be a win, because an economy ticket could be a lot more expensive. And you said, look, I'm basically getting business class with the cost of economy plus a minor amount of points in some cases. So it may be worth it for you. But also know that economy surcharges also have gone up. Premium economy surcharges have also gone up. So it is not ideal. And these flat fees apply regardless of how many points you redeem. So there's no more low fee sweet spots anymore. Also keep in mind that although I mentioned there's 29,000 miles as an opportunity, which is a sweet spot, it's still under dynamic pricing, which means that flights can still get up to over 100,000 or more miles during peak periods. Unfortunately, they did this with no warning. There are no impacts to miles needed yet, but just keep in mind, if you're looking or have been planning on doing a Virgin booking on points, you may be shelling out more in cash than you were anticipating because they quietly increased these charges. And then lastly, I made the announcement last week that the Zill payroll on credit card feature is back up and running, and there's been a lot of talk and a lot of discussion, a lot of activity, great conversation in our Facebook group. I've been getting DM'd a lot of questions. I'm going to still recommend that anyone who hasn't already go back and listen to episode 53, where I talk through the nuances of how it works. The process, for the most part, is still the same. Now, one of the questions I keep getting asked are, well, how is it code? What card are you going to be using, et cetera, et cetera? I can say that the payroll cycle I just ran last week did come through. I was excited at first because before it coded as office and shipping, and that got that 3x multiplier with the Chase Inc. Business Preferred card. And I saw that it still codes as office and shipping. Well, when I went into my points portal within Chase to see my pending points and how much the earn was going to be, it only said 1x instead of 3x. So I dug a little bit deeper and saw that previously, when I was getting 3x with the Inc. Business Preferred, the category was business services, office and shipping, and now it's changed to computer software stores, office and shipping. It seems like that minor change to the front category has taken away the 3x earn on this, which is why some people in the chat are saying, well, how does this even make sense anymore? I would still, again, refer back to episode 53, where I talk through the math of this. This now means, unless we do find a card where the multiplier makes sense, which I'm waiting to put out a full episode on this until I can test drive this myself. I'm about to try on the Amex Business Gold Card. I'm going to try a few different things before I put out a full episode to discuss it in more detail. But at its very core, the math will work out as long as if you're using a card that earns 1.5x, so that's going to be like the Chase Business Inc. Unlimited card, or I'm assuming if you have multiple employees, your payroll is probably over $5,000. If you're using the Amex Business Platinum, any charge over $5,000 gets you 1.5x instead of 1x. So as long as you're earning 1.5x or more and you're redeeming your points, which means you have to be transferring them to airlines or hotels, or possibly with this new points boost that Chase is offering through their own portal where you can get up to 2 cents per point. Basically, as long as you're redeeming for 2 cents or more per point, the math will work out. Now, again, there are specific cards that will earn that, or you can even simplify, get a little bit better and get a Capital One card like a Venture X that gives you 2x on everything. So again, we're going to work through all the details, but the process is still very, very similar. There's maybe another confirmation step or security check along the way, but the process on how to do this has not changed. I've been chatting with Zill through their support line, basically just asking through how different things are working. And it's very much so the same process. I've run it myself. I will say this for anyone that was using it before, and then during this shutdown or pause, if you go in and you try to add another card, so I added the one card that I use, the business preferred card, and I went to add my Amex, which Amex is available now. I went to add my Amex, and it said I'm at the maximum number of cards. I was like, well, that's weird. I was able to have multiple before. I chatted with them and they said because my subscription was paused, which they paused it for me since the service was down, that they would just need to renew it or reactivate it and then I can go back to adding more cards. They did in the chat, and within about 2 minutes, I was able to add another card as well. So if you run into that, it tells you you can't add any more cards, just reach out to the support and they responded immediately. And that was on a Sunday afternoon. Again, I know there's a lot of questions. Feel free in our group chat and the Facebook Messenger chat to throw your questions in there. There's a lot of great conversation there. The one card that I don't actually have is the Chase Inc. Business Cash Card, which does earn 5% back on the first $25,000 spent at office supply stores and on internet, cable, and phone services each account anniversary year. I doubt that this one would get you 5x for this category, but I'm curious if someone has it that they're willing to try that card specifically, and does it earn by chance a 5x boost? That would be incredible. Now, for a lot of people, their payroll is way more than $25,000, so that would last maybe one pay cycle or 1 month, but just something to throw out there as a possibility that I actually would love some feedback from a listener on if they're able to test drive that card and see if it does show up as 1x or if it happens to show up as 5x. So with that being said, I hope everyone has an enjoyable and safe 4th of July weekend for those in the US that will be partaking. And as always, I appreciate the support, the community, the conversation. It's always enjoyable to be able to chat with people that enjoy not just travel, but points and miles, and that enjoy the content that we put out, that we work so hard to put out. And your support means everything. And as always, I will see you all in the next episode. Take care.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.